Hello, this is Corey Brown. I'm the director and editor of Buttercups and Moonbeams, which is an improv comedy podcast produced by Brandeis Television at Brandeis University in Waltham, Massachusetts. We have an 11-episode first season, which is now fully uploaded, so you can listen to that anywhere, anytime, wherever podcasts are heard. This is the blooper reel for the second half of season 1. Episodes 6 through 11 were recorded in the spring 2022 semester. I was studying abroad in Berlin, Germany at the time, and so I was zooming in, but we had wonderful producers there to make sure that everything ran smoothly and for incredible cast members. Yeah, so I hope you enjoy. There's another blooper reel coming out very soon with the last half of the spring semester, the bloopers from that, and then on top of that, a lost episode. So I'm gonna upload what we can in the coming weeks, and then yeah, we'll see you for season 2 in 2023. Thank you so much.
Well, we're gonna start again. Not the whole scene. Give me a second. This is the beauty of on mic improv. There's a net that isn't normally there.
I want to do a dog scene.
But woof woof.
Audio file is this?
This is folder 1. I'm keeping a list, by the way.
So you can play any character you want if you want to jump in.
Are you checking it twice?
Walk-ins.
Yes, sir.
I got that improv scene.
Yeah.
Are you making a list? He's checking it twice. Are you going to find out who's naughty and nice?
Christmas episode?
Okay. Christmas episode, let's go.
Still rolling, everybody.
Yeah.
Okay. I just want to thank all of you for coming down here. I wish it was on in better circumstances, but it's important that the greater Eel community acknowledges the loss of a true pillar, a true fighter, advocate for eel rights. My lovely, slithery eel was an eel that I obviously knew very closely, Brother Brian. And I, Brother Ryan, I'll call Papa Eel to give the eulogy. For our lost brother, Papa.
Brother Ryan, he was a great eel, one of the best. To have him out of our community is a great loss. Where will Brian's kids go? Will they go to eel school? Of course. But without their father, who will swim them to and from eel school? That's right, no one. We want revenge. My informants had told me that a cat, we want justice. And we will take out that vengeance through any means necessary. I will tell you right now. I make a promise. The cat will not live another eel moon.
It's a long time. An eel moon is 2 years.
Sometimes things take a while to get off the ground, son.
Sometimes things take a while. But you can have faith in me and my word as the don of this eel community that we will have our day.
As assistant co-don, assistant co to the assistant co-don.
Oh, here she goes again.
I will say that I think that we, within the next eel moon, we, much like Brian's spine was squished, and turned into the texture equivalent of jelly, and the eel equivalent of a sack of flesh,
yeah,
with no life within
no
it.
More.
We will do
details.
The same with this cat.
Thank you. And I would like to just, if we can ask for a little moment of slurp for our fellow eel, Brian?
Anything.
this is just the lore and the world building. You know, I hear this may be a little far south, but I think we need to take a journey. I hear there's a pack of eels way down in the US of A that are going through a similar thing. You know, I think us elves and us eels, we got two letters in common. Why don't we have a little bit more?
Oh, I live in a little Russian village.
My name is like a communist. I'm a U.S. government official.
Corey, go ahead.
A communist uprising in the North
Sure,
Pole.
Sure.
Are we putting the eulogy at the beginning or in this episode or no?
We can see after
we'll
that.
See
we will record the whole
the
thing. Nice. Sure idea?
Yeah.
I'm going to cut here and then we're going to continue before that.
Oh, I bake my little Russian bread in my little Russian home. What a nice day in my quiet Russian village. Oh God! Do you see
Mother, shall I put some oil on the pan for our potatoes to be baking?
Why, yes, I always use crude oil for the best Russian potatoes.
Okay, Mother.
They took out Nixon. How fitting. It's a reindeer.
Would you like a reindeer? Like, they got Nixon.
God damn it, they got Nixon. Okay,
we call to order this meeting of the Reindeer Council and Union.
Blitzen.
Gavel sounds.
Chitzen. Look who they got. They got goddamn Nixon.
They got Nixon,
goddamn. But what are we to do? It's cloudy tonight.
I just, if they get Nixon, and he was the most upstanding reindeer out of all of them, like, what are we going to do? He was the best of us.
He had the biggest horns. The biggest brawn.
And the biggest heart.
We must strike back.
All we need now are orders from the president himself.
You, that smoking reindeer in the back. What's your name again? Rudolph?
God damn it. You know, they used to not take me seriously around here. But my bright nose is gonna find something more than the houses on Christmas Eve. I'm gonna find the truth.
We need to strike back against the U.S. Can you lead the charge, Rudolph?
Sorry, these candy canes are strong. I'll see what I can do.
Oh, wow. You know, it's been such a long week, and with all the stuff going on with the smoking dog, guys, I'm just really glad that we're able to go out and, you know, go for this little walk together, enjoy some quality time.
Yeah, man, yeah. Definitely nice to just get some fresh air out and about in this nice cold winter day.
Yeah, just look up at the sky, how beautiful it is with so all those beautiful clouds up yeah there.
Mm-hmm. The moon is out, the stars, it's just yep the reindeer.
The reindeer?
Wait a second, you guys.
I'm sorry, is that a cigarette?
I think that's a smoke trout. That's probably just a plane, though.
I've never seen a plane without wings!
Or maybe a smoking bird. I mean, that's not that far
come
off from what we've seen.
There's no way.
Do you hear that merry jingling?
Where there's a sleigh, there's a way.
Sleigh, there's a way.
That might need to be cleaned up, but that was funny.
You see, Grace, Santa is real, and he's a goddamn terrorist.
Oh my god! He's a goddamn terrorist.
Can you get that on again, but say communist instead of terrorist?
Yeah, that makes more sense.
Yeah, okay.
See, Grace, Santa is real, and he's a goddamn communist.
Dun dun dun!
Grace, you don't have to say that. Like the surprise and shock is kind of
I was just
inherent.
trying to add
well, no,
some
just,
intensity
I,
to
no, it's it just doesn't work. I
wanted it to feel like a really big moment. I wish there was like a thunder crash going on. Let's do that one more time.
No, I'm not repeating it, Grace.
I could bang a pot and pan together for some thunder.
Grace, Santa's real and he's a goddamn commie. Go do your thing.
That was
are you,
for the
are you
blooper
happy
reel
now?
God,
thank you.
Well done.
Going in the blooper reel.
Who was the name of the eel that got killed?
Carl.
Corey, can you look it up?
I think it was Carl.
It was Jerry.
Jerry.
Oh, Jerry. I think it was Jerry.
Jerry.
Okay.
Jerry. We lost Jerry.
Look it up.
Yeah, you should probably look it up.
Have you lost lines because of it?
No, but like when you, like, it was just like, it like almost cut off one of your lines because it hit the mask. But I just wanted to warn you about that.
Thank you for being so attentive.
In the interim, I'll give you some ASMR, Kaya.
Actually, really, that makes me so unhappy. And if you don't stop, I will get violent.
But violence isn't funny, remember.
But that's it is true. Funny when it physically happens. I'd be like beating up. And I'd be like, no, stop. I'm in pain. You guys would be like, oh God, Andy. And I'm like,
all right,
can
now
we try to
describe
the
it? That would be kind of
between
funny.
Me and Kaya on
I'm
recording.
I'm fine
redoing. I'm like, can you please maybe? And then Kaya, I will literally beat the shit out of
you. Okay, can we try redoing that eel scene? I think that
sure.
Yeah. Okay.
Sure.
What's the
spit on the eels? What do we want the eel mafia, like the mob boss, to like be like?
I don't think a good character.
Slippery. Ah, oh, that's a good one.
Electric?
Damn. Electric?
Boogie,
hey,
boogie.
I'm gonna yield my bus. What's the nigga?
I think let's make it more just like of a teamworky thing, maybe, though.
Of a what?
Like of a teamworky thing. Like
that's a good
alliance with the eel elves.
Do the elves or Rudolph want to show up for this, or is it mostly just gonna be eels?
No, are they coming to? Are they coming to the? Who's coming to who? Because I think there's like
so
in the elf scene they said
the
they wanted to go. They wanted to travel
to
south.
Notes, the elves said they would go to the eels.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so, yeah.
I don't want to reveal an end game, but I have my end game is that the elves come. The eels are unaware of it. They just know that someone's approaching them, and the eels kill the elves. And then Anastasia's like, "Yes, chaos."
Yeah. Pointing without a limb.
As a member of the Elevators Union, I think that one thing that's important for us to consider is how we can elevate our strategy.
We don't want your what is the fuck? We don't want your motivational speeches elevator community members. Get out of here.
Yeah, Alliance is never gonna get off the ground floor.
I'm an elephant. Can I fit in the pool?
Hey, yeah, you're cool, man. Wait, elephant has one? Hold on, elephant. Yeah, you're cool, man. Don't worry about it. We'll break bread with you any day.
None of this is going to
We record for 2 hours. Core uses 10 minutes. I'm not usually used to digging holes this big. Can we take a break?
Sorry, what? Sorry.
I'm not awake yet.
All right,
let's start that again.
Timmy, get back to digging. You know, also manual labor builds character. You know, that's why, you know.
Just like cleaning sheep guts, right?
That's right, Timmy. And, you know, for all the shit the Soviets get, you know, the Gulag system is good for building character. So if there's one thing that I am a fan of the communist regime, it would be the ruthless death camps. I probably shouldn't include that in the. That's very dark. We'll scrap that.
It's so great to hear you sympathizing with the Reds, Dad.
Next time on Restaurant Impossible.
It's turning into just like a cooking show.
Entire podcast.
Making a bomb shelter. You want to grab 2 pinches of salt.
And welcome back to the Johnson household on this episode of America's Home Cooking. We have with us Graciabel Johnson teaching us how to make her famous American style meatloaf. Now, Graciabel, why don't you tune us in as to how you make this delicious dish?
Well, thank you, Brad. First, what you're going to do is you're going to get out a bowl. Now, some people may think, what size bowl? Well, to that I say, it's up to you. Every home cook can let their heart guide them, just as I do with my meatloaf. For example, I'm not very hungry for ground beef today, so I use this package of miscellaneous sheep guts I found in the garage. That was me. First, what you're going to do is you're going to season your meat. So, we're going to take a little try of it. Brad, come over here. Try this.
Oh, wow. That is very strong. That's the strongest meatloaf. Jesus Christ. What
so
do you put in
you
that?
See, oh, my God. We need to add seasonings to our uncooked sheep guts.
Yeah, no, you really can taste the fur on that. Oh, my God.
I like to begin with salt.
Dude, your face is turning green. Yo, call an ambulance for Brad. Hey.
Oh, excuse me. Can the camera focus on this bowl? This is the moment where the magic happens. We're going to stir around the spices. And this is my meatloaf. And now we're just going to put this into a pan.
Yeah, you stop breathing. Hey,
and
Brad.
And then we're going to put it into the oven.
Somebody call an ambulance.
To the magic of TV, we have a prepared
I'm
one
so sorry.
Right here.
I think we lost him.
All
no
right.
Humans were harmed in the making of this meatloaf.
Sorry,
again. We'll figure something that out.
Say it again. No humans were harmed in the making of this meatloaf.
One more time. Corey, don't say
anything. No humans were harmed in the making of this meatloaf.
Ich denke, dass wir sehen Christmas zusammen müssen.
We gotta put on the best musical this town has ever seen.
Give that line again. Hold on.
Oh, hello, Elf Council. We have a proposal for you.
What about the elf that was like, you kids are getting into the wrong. What did he sound like? Do you guys know? Okay, shit. I'll just do it again. I don't have anything for that.
No, that's an actual role.
Oh, is that a real thing? Of course it's a real thing. That was my role. I was pretty high ranking, I think. Yeah, yes.
Sorry.
I'm lost.
No, this is so good.
Oh, this is good. This is good.
So,
this just in. McCarthy has been sent to the front lines of the North Pole. Victory seems surely at hand.
Right now, I'm General MacArthur. I think they were supposed to send me. I was on this broadcast a little earlier. I don't what's going on. Like, we're gonna lose the war. I mean, we're gonna win it anyway because America's the strongest nation on earth.
It seems we sent the wrong guy. Uh-oh.
Copy that.
Can we no more possible. Next up. And after that.
Last night I was trying to make fun of porn music with Asa and I just started singing Daybreak.
Yeah, go for it. Next up. Next up, home cooking. And after that,
Germans in the North Pole, more likely than you might think. We'll see you.
We got it, boys. Good try. First try.
Corey, is there anything else you want to do? Like, there's a scene, any other scenes you wanted to get in before we...
Oh, at the end of it all, Klaus, I'm so glad that our Christmas pageant stopped the war. I think we learned the true meaning of Christmas.
Woof woof, the true meaning of Christmastein has been learned. Just woof woof.
Ben.
Who wants to start?
I once had a friend, his name was
Ben.
It's a FEMA chicken, it is a hen.
Oh, fuck! I'm also used to playing it the other way.
Are we sure we're done playing this?
I know BG doesn't play. BG just goes.
BG just goes. Okay.
Master,
I need to re.
Falls out for 5 years.
Redo my brain. I'll start with Ben again. I once had a friend whose name was Ben.
He wrote it down with a pencil with a
pen.
There's a female chicken. It's a hen.
I have a friend. His name was hen.
It's a type of bird. It is a wren.
I like to eat.
Bread.
Yes, sir.
Bread.
I'm a very bad person. I committed a sin. Plant reps count.
Fuck off. Go.
Brand with an E. It's
Brand.
I had a Chinese friend. His name was Chen.
Oh, that's good. I live in a cave. I live in a den.
I like to eat bread.
I'm a swimming little fish. I have a fin.
I'm gay. I like
men. Hey.
Okay, sorry. The ginger guy from Lemonade Mouth's name is Wen.
A river in Paris is the Seine.
Oh, nice. A river in London is the Thames.
Hey. I'm very peaceful. I'm very zen.
Ben. Hey.
Short for a Svenjamin.
Ben.
Fresh.
Fresh.
Wait. Do I have any more? I think it's like a meadow. It is
a glen.
Yeah.
What time are we going to that thing?
Ten.
Also,
ten.
When also works.
Oh. It was there. Yeah. It's also then.
Let's go. We did it. We completed the Ben arc.
Glen.
Glen.
Okay. Another name. Question mark.
Matt, you got a name.
Corey, we're at full batteries, by the way. I had
Barbie's boyfriend.
Ten.
Also.
This episode of the Buttercups and Moonbeans podcast brought to you by Chillbox and the Prime. What the fuck is that?
Prime Deli.
Prime Deli?
I'm gonna take this off.
That's a terrible name for a deli.
Sponsored by the opinions of Ron Leibowitz himself.
Andy's Grace's Cooking Show. The official.
Tuesday, is that not?
Grace's Cooking Show is a $80,000 tuition. That's right. $80,000 tuition officially sponsors Grace's Cooking Show.
My friend in Germany pays $7,000 a year for university.
Cam's paying like $2,000 a year.
Fucking socialist, goddamn.
Commie bastard. Paying no money for a good education.
Yeah. What makes it good is that you're paying money for it.
It's called a Veblen good.
A Veblen good?
We can start with what?
I thought we were going to scrap the cooking show.
Yeah, the cooking show kind of sucked. Anyway.
That's cool.
It was just us fucking around. Anyway, Paul, go ahead.
Like NFTs or like a
Veblen good? Hey, I think we're going to start, so shut the fuck up respectfully.
Do you want to start at the restaurant or you want to start at home?
Let's start at home.
Like their value. Yeah. How long have we been married before we start? I don't remember.
I think it's like 12 to 15.
That's a good question to ask in character. Yeah, you just start with the scene like that. Start with how long have we been married?
Oh, maybe sub an anniversary.
Oh, yeah.
Anniversary night.
Yeah.
Inside the Ides of March. That's a very funny.
Thank you. Just a little Ides of March joke for all the friends listening at home.
To those listening at home, this is a joke about the murder of Julius Caesar.
Would you like to explain that joke a little more?
No, Andy, you take the floor. I don't want to.
So you see, I actually saw the site where he was murdered, and it was really cool. Mm-hmm. So I was walking along the street, and then I was like, "There's a giant hole in the city, and it's like made of glass covering." And I was like, "What's going on?"
No way.
And there was like a little label, and it was like a cat sanctuary, and I was like, "Oh, this is so cool! It's a cat sanctuary." And then I was like, "Oh, what's the deal with the cat sanctuary?" And they were like, "Oh, well, actually, this is the place where Julius Caesar was killed, and they like made it into a preserve, and then a bunch of stray cats started living there, and now it's a cat sanctuary." And where Julius Caesar was killed.
Preserve, like raspberry preserve? Like you spread on the butter?
Yeah, it's really gross. It's very mushy.
Damn. Brought to you by Gracebell's Cooking Show.
Today on the Cooking Show,
what are we doing?
Cat preserve.
Okay, let's get back to the scene.
I'm so sorry.
No, you're good.
Hey, yo, this is Benny's Italian Bistro. I hear that you were trying to get a reservation.
that? I can't believe you got this number. This is a residential home. How did you hear about this?
Oh, you know, us Italians and the Frenchmen, though, we're real close. We share a border, I think. I don't know geography. Anyway.
Hey, Benny, are you calling that that American?
Why, yes, I am. Do you want to come in for, 7 p.m. with your wife?
I was having some trouble with the maître, the maître d', if you will. Sorry, my accent's
not
very
good. Oh,
whoa,
you having trouble with the maître d'? Hey.
Is that that's the guy that's on the phone?
Yeah. The host, maître d'.
I was having some trouble with the maître the maître d', if you will. Sorry, my accent's
oh,
not
whoa,
very
you having
good.
Trouble with the maître d'. Hey, what was your name again? Cecile, did you hear about this? Hey, was having trouble with the maître d'. Cecile, get on here. Hey, yo.
Excusez-moi, monsieur, did you say that you are having trouble with me, with moi?
Oh, God, how did you understand that sentence? You understood that sentence perfectly.
But I gave you a reservation for 2 people at 3 p.m. just like you asked, monsieur.
Okay.
Hey, yo, va fangu, you're no longer welcome at Benny's Italian
No, okay,
bistro.
I'm so
hey,
sorry,
yo,
Cecile.
Hey,
I'll keep the...
Va fangul in Italian means take it up the ass.
And Jean-Paul, I can't believe that after all that, he didn't even come. We did a reservation for 2 personnes at 3, and he did not come.
This country is not for us, Cecile. We need to go back to the motherland, where our people can understand us. It is unacceptable.
Oh, hi, Mr. Johnson. Do you know what we found at the beach?
That's I'm Mr. Johnson.
Oh no, shit! What's your last name?
John Doe. It's John Doe.
John Doe.
Okay. I called you Boris in the start of the scene. Shit.
No.
Just redo that.
Yeah.
Just be like, hello, John Doe.
Frantically on the door. Yeah.
Hey, John.
Yeah, Mr. Doe. Yeah.
I don't think you need to worry about that with Mr. Johnson.
Boo!
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 Get off the stage!
Bring back John Mulaney! Boo!
Alright, and continue. Car door opening.
Oh, it's so difficult here on the Maginot Line, but I'm glad that we are very secure here.
I'm glad that our technology is far advanced than the Germans, if you
know. Oh, God! What is that?
Sacre bleu! C'est quoi?
Oh, hello there! This is our new... Oh, no, Jean-Paul!
Oh, oui, no schnitzel! Oh, no!
Oh, no, everyone get out of the trench!
Oh, that's German. Oh, what the fuck is French?
A sacre bleu! We should move out of the trenches right now! Cecile, it looks like they have created the Wiener Schnitzel.
The German weapon of war, the Wiener Schnitzel mobile!
We need to leave. We need to go to America and start a restaurant. Just you and me, Cecile.
We can name it Sacre bleu! Fuck France! We will go to America!
Oh, no, vas-y! Oui, oui! Allons-y!
The only thing that doesn't go with Wiener Schnitzel is cheese! Sacre bleu!
What is the name of the restaurant? It's sacre bleu.
Sacre bleu cheese.
Yes.
Let's go! You and me will create the best sacre bleu cheese restaurant, not mine!
Yes, and we will never deal with any of these stupid Americans! No way.
And there would never be a language barrier!
Yeah.
And Cecile, there would never be a language barrier between us and them! We will find our people there!
That was a terrible idea. Just
do it! No,
come
go
in,
for
bro.
It!
Come in, bro!
Commit!
It's
all the way!
It's funny!
Germans are also known for Riesling, too, if you
Riesling.
Want a wine option.
Dork.
Yeah, what the
fuck?
Shut up, nerd.
Bitch, dork.
Thank you, Corey.
Okay.
Dork.
I even got a famous...
Yo, leader. It was in boys
time. I know, yeah, it's,
well,
it's
I
wild.
Did always
yes,
regret...
my mom just said, pop out, and then I was out there. And then I started walking after 30 minutes.
It's a very, very Middle Eastern German.
Oh, so where did you come from after Germany?
After I grew up in the Liechtenstein area.
Scuttles to the bathroom. Hello, I'm the bathroom attendant at this fine establishment. Would you like any towels?
Before we go, what's this woman's name?
Gladys.
Okay, keep going.
Oh, wow, I would love a towel. Thank you. Let me just go to the bathroom and wash my hands first. Oh, you'd like a towel? Have one. Two.
3.
Gladys, your job is just clean. We've been over this, okay? All you're required to do is to get in the bathroom and just wipe down surfaces. Stop bothering the patrons of this fine establishment.
Oh, hello, Gladys. James. Would you like a towel?
My hands are completely dry, okay?
Oh, let me wipe that down for you.
Oh, don't you dare. You have very bony hands, Gladys. You seem to age constantly, and yet you won't die.
God damn it, Gladys. This is why we need this goddamn social security system. Fucking witch.
I can't die. I love working in the bathroom too much.
Okay.
Thank you. There was a little bathroom attendant there that made me feel very welcome in Deutschland.
Oh, you met Gladys. I am so glad. She is truly a testament to our country. Which country is it from? This has not been determined yet, but we will make sure it is at some point in the near future.
Maybe he's the guy in disguise.
And then after we went to Israel, I went to France. I came back to France.
He could be in disguise as
Okay.
Yeah. Thank God our waiter's still here. Klaus stayed at our table the entire time we went in the restroom. But he didn't say a single word. He just sat there and looked right at me the whole time.
His eyes are simply beautiful.
You know, Klaus, I think we need some time to go.
You know, his eyes are beautiful, Klaus von Klausen, and I'm glad you pointed that out to me. You know, thank you for taking us here. I'll have the Riesling, please.
The Riesling, of course. Absolutely terrific choice. And for you, monsieur?
I'll have a hamburger, you know, American through and through, you know.
You would like your meat red?
Yeah, red, white, and blue, if possible. But if you just got red, that's all right.
Is his basement?
So you're in his house?
Yeah, I'm in his house. Is that not clear?
Yeah,
good. Is it good? Okay. What should be in his house, guys? Can you brainstorm?
There is canine intro. This is the title.
No, that's good. That's perfect. Do it.
Canine intruder. Canine intruder. This is the worst accent.
Sounds of.
Tim is gonna be evil! I can't believe we had so much plot this episode.
Listen, are we saying Russians are evil? No, but...
Giant laser pointer.
Okay.
Shit!
That's actually really good. No, they're all electric eels and they're powering a laser pointer.
Yes! Wait. My end game is that it's, you see, so we do this like Star Wars, you know? Yeah. Act 1. You're like, oh yeah, Timmy turns evil. Oh fuck. Act 2.
Jizz music.
Yeah. What? Jizz music. Act 2. He's fully evil. He's killing people. We're like, no, Timmy. Third act, he comes back to humanity.
What the fuck? Why is it called jizz music?
It's called jizz.
It's called jizz.
By Max Rebo.
Why would Max Rebo play jizz music? You could have called it anything.
All
right. Mr. Johnson and Grace Abel are celebrating their 15th year anniversary. Mr. Johnson and Grace Abel are celebrating their 15th year anniversary. Will Mr. Johnson remember, or will he be able to count to 3? Meanwhile, Mr. Johnson and Grace Abel are celebrating their 50th year anniversary. I can't, how do I work the 3 in there? I got it. Mr. Johnson and Grace Abel are celebrating their 15th year anniversary. Will he remember? Well, third time's the charm.
False end.
No, I'm down too. Oh, I know how to play it though.
Basically, like, two people start off by saying a random word. You do 3, 2, 1. Each say a word.
Oh.
And then you go around with two people until you say the same word at the same time.
Okay.
I think we play this. It's called Mind Meld. It's two people say a word, and then the next two people find the middle of that word.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Then they try to say that.
It's basically, yeah.
That's
basically
the one?
Okay, yeah, but you just do it. You just keep doing it.
Yeah, and then it's like me and you and then him.
Okay. Okay. You ready?
Yeah.
Three, two, one.
Lazy boy. Lazy boy and mouth. Okay, you two.
Wait, mouse or mouth?
Mouth.
Is it we're going this way?
Yeah.
Wait, I need to think.
Emperor.
Okay.
3, 2, 1.
Pizza.
Relax, pizza. You two.
Three, two, one.
Lazy parlor.
Okay.
Wait, lazy in parlor? Mm-hmm. Okay.
That was better. That was good.
3, 2, 1, lazy boy.
Oh, but you can't say the same word. That's the other thing.
Uh-huh.
Lazy
boy? Yeah,
you said lazy boy.
That's what I said at the start.
Oh, okay.
Okay, lazy boy and nap. Okay.
three, two, one.
My bed. Dad.
Wait, what is it? It's bed.
The bed. My dad.
My dad.
That's where he takes his nap.
Okay.
Three, two, one.
Couch?
Milkman.
What was it?
Milkman.
Milkman and couch.
Oh boy.
Three, two, one.
A fair.
A fair and living room.
Okay.
All right.
Shit.
Three, two, one. My mom.
My mind went to carpet.
My mom and I don't know.
Interesting. I don't know. All right, we should probably get back.